I'm ready.
Do with it what you can.
It's a landmark.
Right now you may not understand.
But brother, no other moment than this is gonna define ya.
Point being,
welcome to China.
Coco here with my insert witty adjective here, man, core element.
Yeah, 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 what's the deal?
Not a hell of a lot. We're on episode number 5 of Welcome to Beijing.
That's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, because we can count.
That's a handful. We've officially completed a handful of shows.
A handful. That's if we're you non-English speakers, that's also 5.
So what's the first song we're listening to this week?
First song we're listening to is Yin Yang Twins, because they were in Beijing. We're going to tell you more about that in a minute.
Put it on me?
I'm not putting it on you. I'm not putting anything on you. But the name of the song is Put It On Me. Feel it.
Everybody and her toes too, and plus a fresh hairdo when she rolled through. She ain't Penny Annie, I call her Miss Fanny. She deserve a Grammy from the way she keep on jamming. Niggas acting ill, all in a grill. Really need to chill, they really need to chill. I don't know how to greet ya, but say it's nice to meet ya. I'm Mr. Willie Switch, now will you be my drug to beat ya? If not, I move around, cause I ain't tryna hound. I'm in the set three, ain't it to hold it down? We could roll around town, burn it down, up a one way, we ain't never gotta turn around. If you get a chance, hit a player up. Me and you, we can run they boy and do some stuff.
She tight, she fly, she ride.
Shorty,
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 shorty, getting so close to the microphone, because it just does this big peak every time you get all close to it. I hear you. I'm right here, dog. All right. Now,
so do you think that song is going to make tall girls feel bad?
Nah, that's for the big bitches. That's what that is. That song right there, because she's thick, she's tight, she's
and
fine.
Short.
That's right. You know what I mean? And if y'all like the round girls, I got a song for y'all too. Word up.
So where did you pull this song from?
That song, yo. So in Beijing this past weekend at Vic's Worker Stadium was the one, the only Yin Yang Twins, right? So they came, they did a show. It was pretty hot.
The one, the only, or the two, the only?
The two, the only. But there's still only one thing. So since they're a single entity, the Yin Yang Twins.
Twins is two.
Right.
By nature.
Right. By nature, it's two. But they still, they still formed a separate thing, which is the Yin Yang Twins. That's why it's a singularity. Testing me in my English skills. I know what's up.
Okay. We'll go with that. So you went to the show?
Yeah, I was at the show. I wasn't only at the show. I was like behind the DJ.
The show.
You missed the show. That's because you're corny and you needed to sleep. Like you had work on Monday or something. You don't work. You ain't got no job. You ain't got shit to do. Shit, you should have been at
it's
the
not
show.
It's Friday. It's Thursday. That was Saturday.
Exactly. So.
And I had to meet somebody from out of town on Sunday morning.
Okay.
All right. But I got to meet the Yin Yang Twins anyway.
Now, just so that you guys know, Jericho's old.
Older than Core Element.
Older than Core Element. He can't hang.
How old is Core Element? Younger than me.
That's right. All right, so we are completely off topic. What are we talking about here? Anyway, so Yin Yang Twins were here, right? They did this really nice show at Vic's, and I got to hang out with them. Actually, got to do a song with them too. It's called Meditation Degree, which was actually that name was picked by Jericho, Mr. Coco.
No,
right
the
there.
Name was picked by them, but I wrote the title line.
Coco wrote the title line. So, with that was pretty cool. And
they were some really for real cats.
Right.
Like there was no presumption or ego there
at all. I mean, D-Rock, like just sitting down chatting with him. The first thing
Kane is my man.
D-Rock was like, the first thing he said to me was, "So what you do here?" I was like, "Well, I used to teach English." He's like, "Oh, I teach English." Oh, I couldn't do that with my South accent. It's just messed up. He was talking with that Southern drawl
that
and everything.
Twang.
That Southern twang. I don't even know if I.
Because he don't sing, he sang.
He sang, yeah.
And that's present tense right there. I am singing in the present.
Hey,
you done sung in the past.
Yeah, anything he done said had that little Southern twang to it.
I kind of like that twang.
Yeah,
maybe next week we're going to have to listen to some country.
Some country next week? I don't know about that. Maybe some little country. That way we could hear, what's her name, Taylor Swift?
If Kanye can steal the mic, can Taylor really be Swift?
Da-dum-tsh. All right. Now, what's our topic of the week? All today's songs are the Yin Yang Twins, just so you know. The last one was Put It On Me. And y'all can check out their website, yinyangtwinsradio.com, because they are cool as shit. Like, we need more people like that.
Which is a horrible idiom.
Yeah.
But they are. So, fuck it.
All right. So, anyway.
In other news, Obama was in Shanghai on Monday and gave a little speech.
Obama? Word.
Yeah, we're looking at a poster of him right now.
Yes, we are. Actually, we're looking at a poster and he's looking at me.
He is.
Now, I got to actually watch his conference or meeting or whatever. Town hall meeting. That's right. It was his China town hall meeting. Yes. So that was his Chinatown hall meeting.
Right.
Right. So at the meeting, he was actually talking about how China and America's relationships must improve so that for the better of the world, actually. And he was talking a lot about clean energy, which I really respected because I wrote a clean energy song. We should get a little cut of that. We'll have to get that on soon. That'll be on the show soon.
He talked about a number of topics that kind of interested me.
Right.
American students in China.
Right. Because we are making a major impact on the Chinese psyche. Now, all right, so before we continue on with the Obama topic, we're going to go on to the second track, which is the who?
The Yin Yang Twins.
That's motherfucking right. And this is their song, the next top model.
This is their new single, isn't it?
Yeah, y'all.
Oh,
this is right here.
You know what?
They look like a model. Yeah. But she's just an average, everyday girl.
Come on, come on.
That, that sound you sound right to you're listening to right there.
Okay.
That's D-Rock, that's your trademark.
You can be America's next top model. Let me take a picture, you superstar. You can be America's next top model. Let me take a picture, you superstar. She a giddy girl, working hard girl. Full of confidence, she know that she a sexy girl. She not a stripper at a club, getting naked girl. She can be a bad girl. Get a picture, baby, strike a pose. Cut your looking good, no jeans. And your two twins staring at me. Such a beautiful face and a pretty smile. Just let me look at you for a while. Let me take a picture with my phone, so I can look at you later on. When we gone, both at home, I can just reminisce all day long. Sexy, sexy, that's what you are. Just let me get one more picture with you. You can be America's next top model. Let me take a picture, you superstar. You can be America's next top model. Let me take a picture, you superstar. She a giddy girl, working hard girl. Full of confidence, she know that she a sexy girl. She not a stripper at a club, getting naked girl. She can be a bad girl, but a good girl.
She a real breathtaker, sweet as a snack. Thick as a milkshaker, a real heartbreaker, but she ain't no stripper. You can fall in love with her, but you can't tip her. She bad, but she good, so she greater, cause she better. And strip up, do anything you tell her. She ain't a varicosa, but a testarossa. She the kind that you put up on a life-size poster. Shawty make you wanna take a photo. You can speak, but treat her like a freak, that's a no-no. This girl a thick body, she hard to get. Got her trying to talk to a cold won't get shot. You better blow your nose and clean your face and recognize when the real lady step in the place. She can look like a dancer, but she ain't a prancer. So if you wanna dance her, you better pull your pants up.
You can be America's next top model. Let me
did
take
you see
a
that
picture,
coming?
You superstar. You can be America's next top model. Let me take a picture, you superstar. She a giddy girl, working hard
see?
Girl.
They said the itty girl,
she a sexy girl.
Right?
She
but they got the sexy girl,
love naked
not
girl.
The strippers.
She can be a bad girl,
she could be a bad girl, but a good girl, yeah. Oh, see, these are the positive type of tracks that I like. I like listening to positive music. Right? You know what I'm saying?
I agree.
Next top model, let me take a picture, you superstar. You can be America's next top model. Let me take a picture, you superstar. She a giddy girl, working hard girl. Full of confidence, she know that she a sexy girl. She not a stripper at a club, getting naked girl. She can be a bad girl, but a good girl.
Alright, so that was the Yin Yang Twins with Next Top Model.
That was I am pleasantly surprised. I haven't heard that song up to this point.
Yeah.
And I have the single in the other room to listen to.
Yeah.
Shows you how lazy I am.
And we have autographed pictures of the Yin Yang Twins. You can email us.
And maybe get one of those.
You know what I'm saying?
All right.
You
thought China was crowded? Obama has said that from this point forward, 100,000 U.S. students will be coming to China every year.
100,000 U.S. students.
100,000. Or in Chinese, that's 10,000s.
10,000s. All right.
Every year.
Nice. That means that in America, we will be exposed
One
to more Chinese.
One of our major exports is now going to be students. That's interesting.
Yeah, but what about the Chinese that they're bringing back? That means you will get to order your Chinese dishes in America in Chinese.
You will now know what that line underneath the fortune on the fortune cookie says.
You will also know what Kung Pao chicken means.
Probably not.
Yeah. That was one of the first dishes I learned when I came to China.
No, you'll learn how to say it correctly, but you still won't know why it's called Kung Pao.
Yes, that's right. But you'll know that nobody knows, right? This is one thing that you will know.
You'll know that if you come to China and say Kung Pao chicken, they'll be like, what?
I will also say that Kung Pao chicken is better in America. I will say that.
Okay.
Yes. And actually, we have a Chinese friend who went to America, probably had some Kung Pao chicken in America, right? And she will tell us whether or not she thought it was better here or in America.
It's definitely better here.
What?
Not only here.
What?
Here.
What?
Here.
Impossible.
Impossible. Every Chinese dish tastes better here.
Where's here?
China.
Although I've never had Kung Pao chicken in America. I've never eaten Kung Pao chicken in America.
Give me my microphone.
So I was a vegetarian until I came to China.
Yo, I gotta say, Kung Pao chicken in America is better. But that's Lolly's opinion. That's cool.
So, also Obama. Do you know that his town hall meeting was not broadcast in China?
Really?
Yep. Except in Shanghai.
Wow. Reason?
Reason? The Chinese government just didn't feel like it was necessary. It wasn't specifically censored. It just wasn't run by the networks, which are owned by the government.
I gotta say that I think that it was a very positive meeting. The entire conference was very, very positive.
You can go to Washington Times online and download the whole transcripts.
My favorite point that he made was a point that I happened to forget, but it was good.
And if you read the transcripts, kids, you might just figure that one out. Oh, real quick, next week, actually Friday, Razelle, the human beatbox from The Roots, he's going to be at Blaine. Yeah. He will be in at Bling on Friday night. Entrance is 100 kwai. And something you sent me, Greening the Beige. They're having a film festival.
Yes. You should check it out with Miss Carissa Welton. If
on
you need info.
22nd.
If you need info about that, just give us an email. I remember what it was. I remember what I was going to say was that he was like, China is going to lead the world in the 21st century.
Yes.
Basically, is what he said, which I was like, wow, I can't believe he said that. And that shit is true. You know how many motherfucking Chinese people there are?
That's kind of like saying that Beijing is the New York of the century.
Oh, yeah, that was...
What's that?
He stole my line. Uh-oh, what is that?
That is the question of the week.
That's the question of the week. It means...
So what's question of the week?
Are going to get to the core issues at hand. And
from answers.yahoo.com, number one question, what does it take to become a makeup artist?
And we have Lolly Fung here from LAU. Well, actually, she's from Taiyuan. She actually Taiyuan, but she studied. I'm going to let her tell you.
Hey, everybody. I'm Lolly. I went to the States to learn makeup, and I'm currently working as a makeup artist in Hollywood. So, what was the question again?
What does it take to become a makeup artist?
Oh, right. I'd say if you just want to put makeup on you or on your friends, you just go to youtube.com and watch tutorials, because there are plenty of really good tutorials on there, so you can just check them out and save you some money.
And what does it take to become a professional?
Okay, talking about like professional, all it takes is just practice. Like, but if you want to learn like special effects makeup, like prosthetics, that, I suggest that you go to a makeup school.
Okay.
Yeah.
What kind of qualifications do you have?
What? I just told you. I just...
Wait, what have you done? What exactly have you done?
Oh, I've been doing makeup for movies.
What movies?
A feature movie called, I'm sorry, what's the name? Theology of Love.
That's
gonna be coming out in December.
All right, next month.
And, I've worked on...
Foreigner?
Foreigner. The band called Foreigner. I heard they were huge. I worked on their music video.
They were huge when my mom was listening to
music. Yeah, that's why I had never heard of them. No offense, but yeah.
All right, our last song is Wibbly Wobbly with the Yin Yang Twins. Once again, new track, Bounce.
To all my sisters, to all my hustlers, to all my listeners, I'm about to hit ya, so please tie off. This here real dope, so get your night on, get your vibe on, my beside is on. Light that shit up, get your Marley on, MAC back, nigga count the stack. Where I be, ATL, where the money at? And that's a true fact, nigga get it right. You like darkness, I'm like the sunlight. I'm like time, cause I'm always on the move. I'm like the bass, cause I'm always in the groove. I see that ass bounce, you see that four bounce. No check bounce, nigga just bounce. Now I'm about to bounce, nigga what's the count? D-Rock, let these hoes know what we bout.
We were then, why but then we're gone. Do some train for a nigga. We were then, why but then we're gone. Do some train for a nigga. Make that ass bounce like a bat, bounce, bounce like a bat, bounce, bounce like a basketball. Make that ass bounce like a bat, bounce, bounce like a bat, bounce, bounce like a basketball.
Come on, come on.
She bounced that thing like a check I signed. Now I'm just playing, you know my money's trail. I can take a shot for $8 bill. I stay ripping my neck in the woods. I can take a girl camping and get some neck in the woods.
I ain't that cold. Thought it's so big when she moving. Just make it wanna do something to it. I shine in the winter cause I grind in summer. That's why I am in the club getting no one love. Got a nice head, bubba so precise with the rhythm. And if y'all they wanna get them, you really see a wigger. And the outside of them, that thing so fat.
Now, if any of you guys actually make music or anything, we are very interested in hearing your music. So,
we definitely
send it to us and Live crew even is.
We were then wobbly and wiggle. Do something strange for a nigga.
We were then wobbly and
wiggle. Do something for a nigga.
What? Oh, oh. So, that was the Yin Yang Twins. Check them out, yinyangtwinsradio.com. They're definitely cool peoples, and we will be representing them more in the future. Hopefully soon we can play you guys my track Meditation Degree that I laid down with them. It's pretty wicked. Alright, so
let's just say look forward to that in the future.
Yes. Obama. He came, he saw, he shook hands,
yeah,
and he bowed to the Japanese emperor. You heard that? He when he saw the emperor, he bowed, because that's the way
proper
they're...
Proper respect in Japan.
In Japan.
And since he was in Japan, that was part of his duties.
Some people were upset about that, but as the ambassador, or as the representation of the American people...
Either way, someone was going to be upset.
Yeah, either way, but that's cool. I respect that, because... We're in
it's
China.
A landmark.
Right now you may not
see all
there next but brother, week. No other moment.
Peace.
This is gonna define ya.
Point B.
Welcome to China.